Hello, from Elliott Bay Book Company, we welcome Karolina Wacławiak, a writer who writes about immigrants and the Generation 1.5. And we're happy to see you here and happy to have an interview for Polish Radio.
Thank you so much for wanting to speak with me. I'm really excited.
And we had reading of the book today, and we wanted to talk to Karolina about a few themes in the book. One of them is the fact that your writing seems to be really centered, the way I've read the book, on the loneliness of Zosia, who is the main character, and how she lives in her life, being in between very different worlds, not really fully adopted into either one. Is the loneliness kind of the big theme as you thought about it for the book?
Yeah, I definitely thought, you know, here's someone who doesn't feel a connection with her homeland of Poland and doesn't really feel any connection with America, and so she's in this very in-between place. And in Los Angeles, as she's getting older, she wants to feel a connection with her Polish roots again. And so she goes and tries to seek this out and can't really find it anywhere. And so she looks to see what community is close, and there's a large Russian community in Los Angeles, but they reject her. So she's sort of trying to come to grips with who she is as a person and who she is culturally, and can't seem to get her bearings straight with that, and so she really functions alone most of the time.
So Zosia, or her alter ego Anya, is trying to meet somebody who will take her inside the twin palms, and she gets in relationship with Lev, who is a kind of a game for her. And I wonder how much is that a symbol for her situation, where she seems so intoxicated by the smells, the scents, and things that are clearly connected to her background. Well, after any close encounter with Lev, she feels the need to vomit, to wash it off, to get rid of it dramatically, right? So her skin essentially peels off her hands.
Right.
Where is that? Is that the part of the kind of love-hate relationship with your roots?
I think I think what you say is actually a really astute observation, and I definitely feel like after these meetings with Lev, she clearly wants to get every scent or memory of him off of her, but I hadn't thought of it in that way, and I think it's true. I mean, she's really fighting with herself. Who am I? What do I want? Do I want to try to become more of an immigrant, or do I want to stay Americanized? And I think she has a difficult relationship with how she became Americanized as well. And so her trying to shapeshift is really this confusion of, well, I'm supposed to be this way, but I may want to be this way, and I'd like to try it on for size, but it's very uncomfortable when she finally does try this on for size.
I found this contrast very very big and significant, where all the scents and smells and visions from Poland are acidic, stinky, strong. They're all very strong. And then her favorite food in U.S. is Wonder Bread with margarine and sugar.
Right. About as tasteless and bland as you can find. But I think she does, I mean, it's almost like she's fetishizing her own culture, and then because she can't really find it in Los Angeles, she begins to fetishize Russian culture, which she feels is similar to Polish culture, but there's such a divide between the two people that she's sort of unable to navigate herself. She can't really figure out why that is, since there's so many similarities, but there is a division for sure.
Because isn't that she keeps antagonizing those cultures, and that's why it's very hard to see, although you may see that in the end, right? Her Ash Wednesday was in the pool covered with ash, for yep. example. Or yep. or the strange friendship she eventually makes with Mary. Mary is not exactly washing the graves.
No.
Like the Polish women, but she keeps a shrine.
She sure does.
So it's yep. kind of a... The feelings in the end are the same.
Right. I think it's interesting, too, you bring up such a good point of how we treat death and how we treat dying. And for me, in Poland, you know, in your village, the cemetery is in the middle of your village, and it's where you go on Saturdays.
And when you meet your friends.
And you meet your friends.
And family.
Right. And it's this place of... It's not a scary thing. Like in America, you're hidden away. Nobody wants to talk about death or deal with death. And once you're gone, I mean, who goes to visit graves? But in Poland, it's a destination. And that I always found very interesting. And so here are these ladies, and Mary specifically, who has created this shrine in her home where she's just reliving the fact that her husband's dead all the time. And it's an interesting parallel that you bring up. It is. But I've always been curious why in America there's such a fear of death. You don't want to see it. You don't even want to see old people.
Yeah.
Whereas in Poland, it's completely opposite. It's really completely opposite.
But a lot of memories from Poland that you bring in the book for Zosia, none of them is really positive, or there is nothing that would actually draw her anywhere closer to her heritage.
It's interesting because I think her background in the book was, we're in America now, you embrace America. And her time in the camp in Texas was very much, you need to learn how to be an American. And she's mimicking, you know, John Wayne, and mimicking these things that you're supposed to know. And so it's almost like this love of your country has almost been bred out of her in the immigrant experience. And I think when you come to America, it's so difficult, and there's so much suffering for having left everything. I mean, we as a family left our entire family. And so it's so difficult to come here and have no one here. You have to find ways to convince yourself you don't want to go back.
So Anya feels stigmatized, essentially, by her heritage, and is very painfully lonely. But as the only positive thing that comes out at the end of the book is that, besides the fact that she started another fire, she remembers the one good thing, according to her father's memory, of the fields when they burn after the harvest,
mm-hmm.
as, you know, the soil ready for new life. So is that what is going to happen to her?
Yeah, I mean, I think that to me, that when she realizes these fires are happening in Los Angeles, there's a reason for it. It's almost like no one belongs there with the earthquakes and the fires and everything. Like, Los Angeles is trying to get everybody out of there, rid itself of all these people. And she thinks back to Poland and this memory of the burning every year of the potato fields. And suddenly it clicks to her, if I do this, there will be new growth. We can all start over again. And it's almost like this epiphany that she has about, like, I can start again. And I thought that was a really interesting parallel to try to make. So.
Yes, it is.
Czy ta książka, którą pani napisała, ma elementy autobiograficzne?
Tylko, że ja mam, ja spytam te questions do siebie dużo. Kto ja jestem? Jak ja mogę być amerykańska i polska? I kto ja jestem? So, ale ja myślę, że ja mam Anię, żeby ja mogę widzieć, co ona by zrobiła. I ja nie muszę zrobić to wszystko, co ona robi.
czy nie są to tak dokładnie pani elementy autorskie? Z tym może bardziej zasłyszane, widziane, przemyślane i, że tak powiem, włożone w tę postać.
Ona robi, co ja nie mogę zrobić.
Czego pani?
Ale wiesz, ja poszłam do Polska dużo i te wszystkie, co ja widziałam i te poszłam do Bedoń i Łódź, to ja chciałam mieć ten...
Przekazać tej książce.
Tak. I wiesz, ten Burning of the Potato Fields, ja myślę, że jest tak piękno. I ja chciałam mieć ten tu.
Ten element.
Tak. Ja pamiętam, ja myślałam, oni robią to, żeby nowe rzeczy mogą być teraz, wiesz? I ja myślałam, że to było piękne, jak się mnie tu.
Pokazać to w tej książce.
Felix.
No jeszcze pytanie, tak. Czy bywasz teraz w Polsce, już jako dorosła osoba? Czy odwiedzasz Polskę?
Byłam tam może 4 lata temu. Ja bardzo lubię iść tam.
No właśnie, jak Polskę odbierasz teraz po tych...
Ja kocham Polskę. Ja kocham. Ja bardzo lubię iść tam. Ale wiesz, ja widzę, co te komunisty zrobiły, to Polska, i jest smutno do mnie, że wszystko jest ten bloki i teraz jest different, oni like rebuilding wszystko, ale ja myślę, jak moje matka i tata przyszły, jak oni były 32 i...
Jak żyli w tym czasie.
Tak, tak.
Prawda? W Polsce, kiedy była ta komuna, która
tak,
narobiła
nie możesz
tyle...
robić nic i musisz wiedzieć, jak mówisz po ruskie u szkoły i to wszystko. I it's a shame to me that it almost seems we lost so many years under communists to grow as a country.
A jakie są plany na przyszłość, Karoli?
Zrobiłam jeszcze drugie book.
Napisałaś drugą książkę?
Mm-hmm. O, jeszcze jest a woman, ale tu ona jest bardzo...
You can speak English.
Okay. She's a woman and she lives in America and it does deal with loneliness, but it's more of what happens as you become older as a woman and are invisible to men. There's a certain age where you're not young anymore and suddenly you don't have the same allure to men, and it's a strange feeling, so I wanted to work on that.
No cóż, dziękujemy Ci serdecznie za rozmowy. Wierzymy, że następna książka będzie jeszcze lepsza od tej, którą teraz napisałaś. Będzie miała dużo, dużo więcej publicity.
Mm-hmm.
I życzymy Ci tego z całego serca, Karolinko.
I będziemy omawiać ją w
I będziemy ją omawiać w polskiej. Rozmowę przeprowadziły dla Radia Wisła
Ania Sańczuk
i Lena Wrożyńska. Dziękujemy.
Dziękujemy.